Since the Civil War, there has never been a time when the Republican Party in Vermont has had so few members in both the House and the Senate. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, GOP leaders say the situation has a profound impact on the role of the Republican caucuses at the State House.
There was a time when there were very few Democrats in the legislature. In fact, in a majority of sessions between 1860 and 1912, no Democrats were elected to the Vermont Senate. And in most of the House sessions during this period, there were fewer than 25 Democrats serving in that chamber. This session, there are six GOP senators in the 30-seat chamber and 43 Republican House members. Caledonia Senator Joe Benning is the Republican leader in the Senate. He acknowledges that it's virtually impossible for his caucus to advance a bill that's viewed as strictly a Republican priority. He says his best hope is to try to moderate some of the bills that come to the Senate floor. For example, Benning says Republicans will work to make any paid family leave bill voluntary, not mandatory, for employees and employers.
It doesn't really matter what the given issue is. We have differences of opinion of many different things, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, the other side has all the numbers. They can advance whatever legislation they want. So we will do our best to concentrate on trying to keep the legislation as balanced as possible.
Benning isn't overly concerned about the Democrats' supermajority. That's because he says, unlike the U.S. Congress, there's usually very good communication between Republicans and Democrats in the Vermont Senate.
I think I have been very happy, satisfied, and proud to be able to serve in a body where people listen to each other. It doesn't matter what your viewpoint is or what party you're from. People are listening to each other. They recognize what the problems are and are doing their best to try to come to consensus to reach a point where you can provide a solution. I don't see that going on in Washington.
Pulteney Representative Patty McCoy is serving in her first term as House Republican leader. She says her caucus can have its greatest impact when individual bills are considered in committee before these issues are debated on the House floor.
They need to speak up and talk in committee. When a bill comes to them, you know, they take it off the wall for discussion. I think they really need to engage and continue to be engaged. They can't just sit back and watch. I mean, they really need to question.
There's another key difference between the operations of the U.S. Congress and the Vermont legislature. In Washington, the majority party controls the leadership of every committee. In Vermont, that's not the case. In the House, Coventry Republican Mike Marcotte has been named as the head of the Commerce Committee. And in the Senate, Benning was appointed as the chairman of the Institutions Committee. In addition, in both chambers, several GOP members have been appointed as the vice chairs of a number of committees. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.